Yesterday, I attended a AHA event, a holistic approach to living, happy, healthy, and sexy. The meeting was led by a person who calls herself Holistic Heidi. She was very energetic, energized, and able to energize all that attended. I was especially fascinated and impressed with her ability to weave together the mind and body, sciences and studies that she had received from mentors that had shown her the connection between the mind and the body, and affirmations and what we believe. As she spoke of the valuable truths and insights that she had discovered, I was reminded of a few that I thought I could share with her, that she could use, of things that I had learned. Throughout my life, there have been a couple basic principles that were very important that I found very useful in creating a greater quality of life. Things that are very practical that oftentimes we fail to realize and fail to capitalize upon. The first was a concept that I learned in 1978 in I believe it was an economics class. The fact is, I can't remember much more about the class, but I never forgot the lesson. And I've shared it and used it many times throughout my life. And I've shared it with each of my adult children and seen what I believe was value registering in their eyes. And I believe they've been able to use the technique and the concept as I've heard them parrot it back to me at appropriate times. The lesson went something like this. The professor standing in front of the class says, last year, 30,000 drill motors were sold in the valley, Cache Valley, where Logan, Utah is found. 30,000 drill motors. Now, a drill motor, for those of you who don't know, is a little motor that attaches to an electrical outlet that you can attach a drill bit to and use it to make holes in things. The professor then proceeded to ask, do you think that means that people want drill motors? One of the students majoring in marketing saw his opportunity and he answered, 30,000 drill motors in a city, that area that probably doesn't have 45,000 to 60,000, means that there's quite a demand for drill motors. People must really need them. This would be a great place to market drill motors. Another student, ready to make his mark, retorted, yes, but if 30,000 drill motors were sold in a valley of 45,000 to 60,000, the market has reached saturation. The market doesn't need more of them. People don't want more drill motors. After a little more discussion, the professor stopped everyone and said, the people do not want drill motors in Logan, Utah. Paused a moment and said, what they actually want is holes in their walls. There's no one that wants a drill motor to attach to the dashboard of his car or to place over the fireplace at home. Rather, all of those purchases represented what the persons really wanted, which was a hole in something. That was an incredible lesson at that point, and I realized, and I used it in many, many places throughout my career from that point forward, and continue to remember the story. People don't want tools. They have problems that they want to have solved. They want solutions to problems. Never lose sight of that. You're never selling a service or a product. You're selling solutions to problems. There will be times in your life when you must decide what kind of activities, service, or product you can exchange for compensation sufficient to live the lifestyle that you intend. Compensation is always received in return for value given. You must give value in order to expect compensation in return. And where much compensation is desired, greater value has to be given. But here's where many get confused. The value of the consideration that one will receive is not according to the value that the provider places on what he gives up, but it's the value that the recipient of the solution to a problem places upon having his problem solved. don't lose sight of the fact the payer of compensation values your solution according to the value of the problem that is solved. If an alternative solution to a person's problem can be received relatively free, then the value that you can expect in return for providing the same solution can't be expected to be much more. It is the nature of mankind to satisfy his needs with the least amount of effort. This is not an evil, dishonest, or lazy characteristic of man. It drives constant improvement and is the motivation behind all discovery. It alone determines the amount of compensation that a person will be willing to give in exchange for the solution to a problem. So in making your choice of profession, and in deciding the potential of that profession to provide you the compensation for that lifestyle intended, you have to recognize that you will be solving problems. It's the solving of problems that people will compensate you for. And the problems that you solve must be of sufficient value that they are glad and happy to compensate you according to your requirements. And last but not least is the reality of economics. In reality, while there may be those who value greatly the solution to a problem, there will be many that value the solutions that you offer, but haven't the means to compensate you as you would like. So it's not enough to just find the kind of problems you enjoy solving, or to find the kind of problems that many people have. You must find the kind of problems that have people of means that place great value upon having them solved. So in deciding what kind of problems you're passionate about solving, reflect upon the audience. Is there an audience with sufficient means that needs these problems solved? Make sure your plans include how to reach them. Man should not live by bread alone. Likewise, a man should not be defined by only the work that he has chosen to perform. Yet we recognize that the whole person does have physical, material needs. And this is what I've been talking about here. A major part of your life's work will involve identifying and focusing upon the people of means who value having solved the kind of problems you're passionate about solving. Yet, do not forget the passion which drives the whole man. Passion that you find in solving these problems. There will be those who haven't the means to compensate you for the problems which you solve. For those, you have the reward of knowing that you help them. And these are often far more rewarding than adding numbers to your checking account. For as a whole person, you're much more than the money you make and the problems you solve in exchange for compensation. As a whole person, there is a part of you that recognizes great value in simply seeing the relief, the help that you bring to another in need. So enjoy your choice of life's profession. Work hard when it's time to work. Focus on the people of means when it's time to raise money. But remember who you are. Pursue your passions. Follow that which adds value to your being, that adds value to your life, to the life of your family, your loved ones, and those around you. For this is the purpose of life, and the path of life, joy, and happiness.